The final horn sounds. Virginia 52, Louisville 47. Cavaliers into the win column for the 21st time this season as the Hoos 9-1 in ACC play and getting a little more separation in the chase for the ACC title.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC sports fans. This is Frank with Hobbo.
Good to have you back in the house, and we thank Dave Kane for that little clip there. As I remarked to my son at the end of the game Saturday night, there's still only one thing worse than winning ugly, and that's losing ugly. Yeah.
One thing that Virginia did was they believe in the beautification project, because they by defeating Louisville on Saturday night, I think Patino's going to have to shave that really ratty-looking mustache beard thing. I mean, he looked kind of scary.
Yeah, Rick didn't look very good in general. I thought, I don't know if he's aging or the stress of the job, whatever, but I hope he's doing well. But nevertheless, another really big win. And on the eight-day stretch, Duke, Carolina, Louisville, Virginia won two of the three. I think from a greedy standpoint, we would have liked to have all three of them. And you look back at the Duke game and you think, man, we had a great chance to win that. But still, the game you were at Monday night last week at Carolina, I think, may prove pivotal going forward. But, of course, now we got a tough road to hoe with Justin Anderson out for 4 to 6 weeks with the broken hand. But
he's a quick healer. I predict that Justin Anderson is back in time for the NCAAs. Too much of a competitor, and the UVA medical staff is going to be they're going to have some pressure there to get him ready.
Well, let's hope Dr. Deduck had a good day yesterday, the team orthopedic surgeon. They had the procedure on Justin's hand yesterday, and of course we got Ethan Saliba and Danny Mystery and others over there. They have some really good medical people, so I'm sure Justin is getting the absolute best care. We've got tonight Jason Williford on the show. Matter of fact, he's on the line holding right now. We got Ted Jeffries later and Dr. Jody Smith at the tail end to maybe break down for the fans exactly what is wrong with Justin and what kind of recovery he would be looking at.
Very good. All right. Well, Jason Williford had been an assistant coach up at American under Jeff Jones, and now has been in Charlottesville for Tony Bennett's entire tenure.
Full six years.
And I know it's an exciting time to be a Cavalier player, but can you imagine being an assistant coach? And we welcome Jason to the show. Welcome, Jason.
How's it going, guys? Good evening.
We're doing well, thank you. Hobbo and I have a long list of tough questions, but we'll dispense with those and get right to it. And
well, the first one is, I understand you're looking for a left-handed jump shooter. I still think I got a year of eligibility left. Now, I don't think I'm going to be quite as strong on the alley-oop as Justin would be.
Yeah, we do need three-point shooting. So if you've got eligibility, let's go. We're ready.
Well, I predicted today through social media that players like Nolte and Devin Hall and Merrill Shayok, I bet you they're all practicing their outside jumpers, aren't they?
You know, those guys got to play to their strengths. And, yes, obviously we're going to miss the three-point shot. But we're going to need London to step up. We're going to need Mike Toby and Gil and some other guys to, you know, we may have to score in different ways, but those guys are going to have an opportunity. And I know they're licking their chops. And I think Nolte made the best of his opportunity the other night.
Oh, that was a huge three he made at one point. And then he made a brilliant decision not to take that three late in the game in the corner.
Right.
And he whipped it back to the top of the key. Talk to us a little bit about how a guy who knows he's supposed to be a shooter, how could he have pulled the ball down and made that pass in that situation?
You know, it's just his experience. I mean, he's, you know, this is his third year. He's been in the program. You know, it's just time and score, and there's nothing like experience. And I think it was him being an upperclassman, understanding what we needed at that particular time. And it was the right decision.
You know, time and score, and I think that really is critical. But Evan clearly has had a tough year shooting the basketball, but I think a lot of that is attributed to the fact that his playing time has been restricted with the injury to Justin. he may get a few more minutes on the floor, and that may help him just to get out there and get in the flow of the game. And I guess, as you coaches say, let the game come to him, and when the shots are there, going ahead and taking them.
Yeah, and you know, being a former player, anytime you can get a rhythm and you're getting minutes, you know, it just makes shooting the ball a lot easier. And you know, I don't want to speak for him, but I think he's just early on, and he's been putting a ton of pressure on having to make shots. And hopefully now, you know, he'll be out there. He can play through some mistakes and not have to worry about, you know, his minutes being limited. I mean, we're going to ride him as long as he's playing well.
You know, the one thing about Saturday's game, and I've told a couple of people this, that really impressed me was the two turnovers. That, to me, that's mind-boggling against a team that plays, well, it's pretty impressive against anybody, but particularly Louisville. And I know Tony preaches that, but you all had to be pretty happy about the way you took care of the ball the other night.
No, we were. And, you know, honestly, we didn't know it until we got back in after the game. I know those guys they were taking their time getting it up against the pressure, and I'm glad they were that deliberate and didn't turn it over. But we were, you know, at times we wanted them to get it across the timeline sooner, you know, let's get into our offense sooner. But the fact that we didn't turn it over, we took care of the ball, you know, we scored enough points to hold on and win, and our defense was pretty good. But, you know, that's just having Malcolm and London with their poise, and they don't get rattled, they don't get sped up. It's been great.
We are speaking with UVA assistant basketball coach Jason Williford, a JMU graduate from back in the day, to remind folks in the area, John Marshall High School. You played with Junior Burrow, Uri Barnes, and Corey Alexander, and Harold Dean, and all those guys.
Did you ever touch the ball, Jason?
You know what? I didn't. So, you know, just having to play defense. I know with, like, Isaiah Wilkins and those guys, you know, and Marielle, I know what it's like to just get on the floor and have to play defense all the time.
You got the ball. I saw almost every game you played at home.
You got the ball. If you got a rebound, that'd probably be the only way you'd touch it with that group.
Exactly right.
Actually, Jason loved the fast break. The problem was they never gave him the ball, I felt like, as he was close enough to the basket. They always almost gave it to him too far out, or almost as he's right on top of the basket itself. But we always enjoyed watching you play. And talk to us a little bit about Virginia and maybe the need now to try to get somewhat of a running game going so that players can get easier shots. You know, particularly as this season has worn on, you know, don't you feel that the pressure just amps up in these 50-point games? Or is this just the way Tony Bennett likes it and that's the way it's going to be?
You know, we're opportunistic. We're going to run when we can run and when we've got numbers. Quite honestly, we've preached to the guys in practice to try to get some easy baskets. When there's an opportunity, push it. But because they're playing defense so hard, they tend to not want to rush it up offensively and catch a breath.
Yes.
Because they know they got to come back down. And and that's our way. I mean, we're not going to change a whole lot of what we do defensively. You know, if you could get 6 to 10 fast break points a game where you're getting easy buckets, would that put less pressure on the offense? Yeah, absolutely. But those guys, when London's got it and Malcolm's got it, you know, they're like, okay, let's just slow up. Let's go get a good one. Because we know we're going to come down and play, you know, 35 seconds of good defense. So it's on them. But these guys have got the experience and the minutes, and it's been pretty successful. So we're not going to change a whole lot. But yes, and when we can, we want to get easy ones. We want to get out and go.
You always want an easier one when you can get one. By the way, this is Jason Williford, former Cavalier star player and now assistant coach for 6 years under Coach Bennett. You know, Jason, I was worried about the NC State game before Justin got hurt.
Right.
Largely because, you know, their guards, even in Charlottesville in the first half, lit it up a little bit. We did a much better job against them in the second half. But sometimes teams that can stretch the defense are the teams that give us trouble. So how do you break down the game on Wednesday night against NC State?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually sitting here watching our game for, you know, the first time around. It's my scout. You know, they do. They create a problem because those guys can shoot it. They can handle it. You know, Turner shoots it with range, and he's about 6'6". So we had London on him in the first half, and he just shot over London. We made an adjustment. We put a bigger defender on him. I think it bothered him. Justin was actually pretty good against Barber, so we're going to have to, you know, someone's going to have to step up defensively there between Nolte and Mariel. But, you know, in their place, their crowds, it's going to be loud, and they're going to be pumped up to play us. You tend to shoot it better at home. We got our work cut out, absolutely. But if we can bother shots, stay in front, and keep them off the glass, obviously getting back in transition as well is what we do. I think we'll be okay. But we can't let up. You know, we've heard all this talk about we've played the toughest part of our schedule, and you've gotten through that gauntlet of games. Well, every night's a tough game in the ACC, so especially on the road. So we can't take a deep breath now and relax and say, okay, you know, we're going into NC State. We regardless of their record, that's a very good team. Coach Godfrey's, they've been in the NCAA tournament every year he's been there. They're good. We got to be ready to match that intensity that we're going to see Wednesday night.
The UVA-NC State game is on 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, and yours truly will be there covering the Cavs. Jason, UVA has a road winning streak now of 8 games, which is longest in the nation. What do you think the primary reason for that is?
You know, I think we've got guys that understand how we got to win, how we got to play to be successful, what it takes to be successful. We're a veteran group. I know London's only a second year. He's played a ton of ball games for us, been in big games. I think just that experience, that's what it takes to win on the road, taking care of the ball, playing good defense, doing what we do. I guess that can contribute to that. You know, we've gotten lucky. I don't know how we won down in Miami, but we're able to survive at Miami.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need a little bit of luck, but I think you create your luck by just playing good, solid, fundamental basketball.
You know, the funny thing to me is I think Coach Bennett, maybe it was after the Virginia Tech game, and he made a comment that I agree with. Difference between the first-place team and the last-place team in the ACC is not that great. And when you're playing somebody in their building – and the other thing that you all are, I guess, still adjusting to is you're going in with a target on your back, you know, national ranking. And now, you know, we always used to think about we wanted to beat Duke when they came to our building. Now everybody wants to beat Virginia. So you're getting the best shot of everybody you're playing on the road.
No question. And that's taking some getting used to. I still can't believe that, to be honest with you. You know, we want to play as the underdog. We want to always have that chip on our shoulder and be that underdog, have that mentality. And it's taken some getting used to, and you're absolutely correct. We're getting everybody's best.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. I was down there in Chapel Hill, and walking out of the Dean Dome after Virginia had prevailed, I heard a number of Carolina fans say, shockingly, you know, the better team won tonight. You got to tip your hat to them. And they said it in different ways. But I think Virginia's come so far so fast, particularly these last 2 or 3 years, and now this team being ranked number 2 in the nation in the AP and number 3 in the coaches, it is a paradigm shift. That's
it
all
is.
There, you know, and I know it's got to be hard to sell it to the kids, right?
It is, but you know, it's been a work in progress, and to their credit, these kids, you know, they bust their butts. Coach has done a great job. I think a lot of the continuity within the staff, we all have been here. We know what to expect of each other. We know what we're going to do every day in practice. I think that's played a role in our success. And these guys have totally bought in. And we're a team. There's no superstar. There's no individual. It's a team effort. We're reaping the rewards of that.
Jason, we got to take our first break. Can you hang with us just for a couple of minutes? And we'll bring you back after the break and let you go at the bottom of the hour. This is Assistant Coach Jason Williford visiting with us on Who's Talking. He will be back, as will we, after these messages. Stay tuned.